From the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Ayres, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued a new round of health mandates on Thursday that go into effect today. On Thursday, 672 new cases of the coronavirus was recorded for a one-day record total. Grisham said that she will beef up enforcement through civil officials because she's not confident that local law enforcement will enforce her new mandates, which some of those are reducing mass gatherings from 10 people to 5 people, and restaurants cannot serve alcohol after 10 p.m. So 10 p.m. will be the last call for alcohol. And there are other insignificant mandates. To find out what those are, log on to the governor's website. A group of health and education professionals and elected officials from Lee County agreed in an impromptu meeting earlier this week that more testing for the coronavirus should be done. So, beginning on Monday, Nor Lee Hospital, in conjunction with other community health centers in Lee County, will offer testing until October the 30th in hopes of curbing the spread of the virus. David Shaw, CEO of Nor Lee, elaborates.
Nor Lee is going to set up a large drive-through testing location. We'll actually have 3 lanes set up, and we're going to be right in front of Tidings Auditorium in the parking lot. We'll be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting October the 19th through October the 30th.
The community health centers in Hobbs, Lovington, Tatum, Eunice, and Jow will also be open for COVID-19 testing. At those community centers, you'll have to fill out paperwork, but not at the Tidings location that's next door to Hobbs High School. The Trump Peaceful Protest Family Event is in Hobbs at 1504 North Grimes from 6 to 9 tonight. Food trucks will be there and entertainment provided by the Justin Kemp Band. Then on Saturday, the Trump Ride Parade will begin in Jow and leave Jow at 10:30 a.m. Over to Eunice, then to Hobbs, then to Lovington, and then to Tatum. After Tatum, the group will come back into Lovington at the Lee County Fairgrounds for a meet and greet with Republican candidates. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Ayres.